Hello everyone, this is an intelligent analyst and today I'm going to talk about a really interesting book, a really interesting novel, Asura, Tale of Vanquished by Anand Neelakantan. Ramayana is not just a story of the victory of good over evil or dharma over adharma, but a complete guide for a happy and prosperous life. There are countless lessons to learn from Ramayana, especially from the almighty Rama. He is worshipped all over India and outside of India. His morals, teachings, dedication and fight with Ravana are still one of the most fascinating tales today. While we all know about almost every aspect of Almighty Rama, we might not know that much about Ravana, except that he was a highly educated and learned Asura who had many characteristics faults within him. The fascination with Ravana is unmatched today, and several intellectuals and authors try to tell the Ramayana from Ravana's perspective. Anand Neelakantan also tried to retell his story in Asura, Tale of Vanquished. Story. There are several versions of Ramayana fragmented across India. The author decided to take the one where there were no divine powers in any characters and all were mere humans. The author created a world of Asura, who were indigenous people of India. They were black and living in a free society where everyone had equal opportunity to rise. Men and women competed with each other equally and followed the way of Dharma. There was a continuous tussle between followers of Shiva, who were indigenous people of India, and followers of Vishnu, the Devas, who were foreigners. Devas wanted to conquer India, but the Asura army was a big thorn in their path. Ravana was an over-ambitious person who decided to take back everything which was taken from Asura. He learned everything from the old king Mahabali and gradually started his long journey to glory. In the latter part of his life, he had to fight Rama and he lost everything in that war. Author Anand Neelakantan is an Indian author, columnist, screenwriter and public speaker. He is known for his writing mythological fictions and has authored 11 books in English and 1 in Malayalam. He follows the style of telling stories based on the perspective of antagonist and supporting characters of a larger work. His debut work, Asura, Tale of Vanquished, which was released in 2012, was based on the Indian epic Ramayana, told from the perspective of Ravana, the first book in his Ramayana series. It was followed by a series of books based on characters from Mahabharata and Bahubali. Asura was featured in the list of 100 books by Indian authors to read in a lifetime by Amazon Books editors. The book has sold more than 1 million copies over the years. Positives. What I loved the most about Asura was how the author tried to get into the mind of Ravana and Bhadra. While Ravana was the mighty emperor who wanted to take back everything from Devas and uplift Asuras, Bhadra was a simple man who wished to take revenge on Devas and was ready to do anything to fulfill his goal and duty. The author went deep into both the minds and thought processes. From the beginning of the book, he explained the motives and reasons why Ravana wanted to kill Devas and uplift Asuras, the reasons why he loved the customs and free society of Asuras, and how Devas and Brahmins were destroying the entire social construct to build a society most suitable for a particular class and miserable for the rest. I also liked how the author was brutally honest while conveying the story through the lens of Ravana. He did not miss his words to show the real side of his characters. Their thoughts and actions were raw and natural. Most of the characters had a strong backstory to justify their actions. The story takes you through the entire journey of characters' build-up. Of course, the most exciting character build-up was Ravana and Bhadra. The world-building was pretty deep and thorough. The author did not leave any detail to help you imagine the world he was constructing through his words. You can see everything in front of your eyes while reading the book. He was talking about Lanka, Bharat, Himalaya, jungles and so many cities and breathed life into them. The author did the same thing while he was characterizing different people and the kind of emotional turmoil they were going through. The author told the entire tale through the eyes of two characters, Ravana and Bhadra. It was interesting to see how these two characters, despite having their lives and journeys apart, kept crossing and impacting each other. There were many things that linked to both of them, and fate was keep making them cross paths with each other. The entire book is an interesting read, from the beginning to the end. There are several twists and turns to surprise you. We all know Ramayana, but still, The story has great power to make you drop your jaw. I really liked how the story started and concluded with a great ending. You will feel a connection with its characters, which can make you go through several emotions while reading. Negative: Asura is a gripping and exciting tale, but there are a few things that I did not love that much. The story is based on a negative perception of civilization, people, and circumstances. The devas and asuras were portrayed negatively. The characterization of devas was negative and somehow gave fuel to the fire against the Brahmin community and Hindu customs. The author appeared to be a fan of the Aryan invasion theory, which has been proved wrong by several historians and archaeologists, and called devas outsiders and asuras indigenous people who loved freedom and equality. I could not find many characters who were so-called good people. The negative outlook on character building and storytelling bothered me a lot while reading. Conclusion: I'll give 4.5 out of 5 stars to this book. Despite my complaints of being an utterly negative point of view of storytelling, I thoroughly enjoyed the book. It's a pretty long read, but you will enjoy it. I have read some other books by Anand and love them too. I'll highly recommend this book to everyone. It's an easy and fun read and can be your pick for the holiday. And that is all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is again an intelligent analyst. If you liked it, give it a like. Please subscribe to this channel. Please share with your friends. And thanks again for listening. Signing out.